Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I wish that guy said, "This is ridiculous."
I love this.
This is the best. Where's Michael Jordan? Oh, he's right there!
Ooh.
Scottie Pippen!
Mm-hmm.
Who is the best?
Phil Jackson.
Tony Kukoc. Okay. Dennis Rodman?
No.
Man, if you know, you know. The Lasers.
Wait a minute. Did you just ask who is the best?
This is the second time that we talked about Lasers on this show this week.
Different reasons.
Maybe.
Michael Jordan is the best.
Yeah.
There's no contest.
But when it comes to personality, there's a lot of personality on that team.
Oh, man.
And all of them working together made Michael Jordan even greater.
There was a lot of personality on that team, and most of them were held by Dennis Rodman.
That's a good joke.
That team also had a lot of hype.
What do you know about the 90s Bulls?
It's the greatest basketball team ever assembled.
Thank you. It feels good.
You know
better
that.
Than the 92 Dream Team?
Ooh, now he's got you. He caught you.
Come on. This doesn't count.
This is so dumb. This is very dumb.
Stupid.
Yeah. Ethan comes in here and knows what he's talking about, and we try to trip him.
Better than the best EA Sports team I've ever assembled.
Yeah. Did you?
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Go on. Everybody's counting on you to really hit this one out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
You actually worked on this, Wiggins America.
I did. I've been working on this for weeks
I
have time.
Ethan, story time?
Yeah, so I'm walking by Trisha and Ryan's offices, which are
so
next
good to, have
to
Trisha
each
back.
Other, kind of, yes. She's going to be in here later today, right?
Yes.
So
Annie, are you okay? Back.
I'm, you know, playing Messenger at the moment, just passing by, and Trisha yells, "Ryan!" And I go, "Ryan, Trisha wants you." He just said, "Can't." This is like 5 minutes ago at max.
Yeah.
I'm working.
So I'm assuming he was
Trisha
probably...
was like, "Well, then go on. That's what we've been working on trying to get you to do."
Hey, this is, you know, when I find a bit and I'm like, I think I could run with this.
It's in your head until it's out.
Yeah, I gotta get it onto paper or onto the air, and that is what is about to happen.
Go.
So what I've done here is I've grabbed just some random news items from the last couple years. And I've made them into sitcoms.
Oh, my God.
So nobody has heard, literally nobody other than me has heard these yet.
So nobody could tell you no, right?
So nobody could say no. That's how you do this.
Okay.
You just go for it and you ask permission later. Or forgiveness after the fact. No permission. So this one is, and I'll set up the news item and you'll remember what it is. This one was actually very, very recent, the first one. It is Corinne Jean-Pierre talking about how President Biden has taken extraordinary measures to lower costs. Now, of course, she's talking about this because Peter Ducey has pressed her on this. Here it is.
We understand that people are still feeling this. We get that. And we're not blind to that. That's why you hear the president pretty regularly announcing how he is going to lower costs for the American people, whether it's big pharma trying to lower healthcare costs, expanding ACA, or it is making sure that we get rid of junk fees. So, look, we know it's going to take a little bit of time. We get that.
I get that you understand that people are hurting right now. Why is it that nothing you're doing to address their concerns is working?
Is a Desilu production. The comedic part of press secretary played by Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Did you catch that?
So that was a long I love Ducey joke.
Long I love Ducey, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead of I love Lucy.
Like,
you see?
Remember what I just texted you the other day. The longer you have to explain the joke, the less funny it is.
Oh, no.
Or will be.
We're having a good time.
I love Ducey.
I love Ducey, yeah. All right, next one. This is an economic report from Fox Business.
When you think I love Ducey in your head, do you laugh out loud to yourself?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm having a good time.
Just going.
I'm probably in the car at my desk. I love Ducey. That's like I love Lucy. I could do something
with
that.
All right, go. Next.
Economic report from Fox Business on Kamala's record on inflation.
She not only championed so many of the trillion-dollar spending bills that we've had over the last several years, but as vice president and therefore president of the Senate, she also cast the tie-breaking vote on two of those key pieces of legislation, which again spent trillions of dollars that we didn't have. That meant more money printing by the Fed in order to pay all those bills, and that led to the inflationary fire that has completely burned away people's wages.
These crappy days are yours and mine. Crappy days are yours and mine. Crappy days.
There you go. Instead of happy days. Crappy days. Because of the inflation.
You should have had the I Donald Trump support this message at the end of that.
I could have been in all of these. Okay, these again, we're doing news items of the last couple years.
I'm trying to figure them out now before they get to the end. Mm-hmm. They didn't have that one figured out.
News items presented as sitcoms. Now, I felt like because we were talking about Kamala Harris there and her record in the Senate as a tie-breaking vote, we'd stick with that theme. This is Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote for the Inflation Reduction Act.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
New deal. New deal.
Is that the one you were rushing through?
That's
the
one I was just doing.
Yeah. It's very hard to tell.
Yeah. I didn't quite have as much time, you know, to finish that one, so I just stopped the music and said New Deal.
That was you?
Yeah, it was me.
Okay.
Green New Deal Acres
just
there.
Floats so smoothly.
Jackie says that's the best one by far. Jackie.
Really? Stop. Better than I Love Ducey?
Don't encourage him.
Man, I don't know.
He'd come out of the gate swinging.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's the first three. I got two more.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. this fourth one is, now this one's probably the oldest one. Do you remember Jamal Bowman?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what he's famous for?
He, a lot of F-bombs at his rally?
He
pulled the fire alarm. So I pulled a report about Jamal Bowman pulling the fire alarm, made that into a sitcom.
There were some reports that began to emerge about Representative Bowman, who was seen pulling some sort of fire alarm in the Cannon House office building earlier today. We got a statement on that saying Congressman Bowman did not realize he would trigger a building alarm as he was rushing to make an urgent vote. The congressman regrets any confusion, just to clarify some things on that. When I wake up in the morning,
I don't think I'll ever make it on time. You saw that one coming, right?
No, I was letting it flow. Just in time to see the bus fly by. Yeah.
Yeah, Jamal Bowman.
Then he got charged.
Then he got charged, and then he lost his seat.
Yeah.
Didn't really go well for him from there. All right, last one. These are news items presented as sitcoms for Wiggins America today. Okay. The last one is J.D. Vance telling his personal story coming from a poor family in Ohio.
I wanted to give people a sense of what it was like to live in a community like mine. I didn't think a whole lot of stories were told about white working class Americans. I didn't think a lot of stories were told about people who were struggling with some of the problems we were struggling with, joblessness, drug addiction, and so forth. And I thought that I could tell a story that would make people understand my family a little bit better and maybe in the process understand the struggles of a lot of families.
The Beverly Hillbilly Elegy.
Who said that?
That was actually Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
You get it now? Yeah. There we go.
Slow
and
clap for
it.
Ryan.
Thank you very much. Just in my spare time, whenever I'd come across something that I go, oh, Beverly Hillbilly Elegy.
So
that makes sense.
Just real quick, how long from today until we can expect another Wiggins America with this type of production value and thought?
If you get one before the end of the year, you should be extremely grateful.
Well done.
Extremely grateful.
That's good.
Yeah.
Everyone loves them on the chat. Everyone's giving you high praise. Thank you for doing that.
Good, good, good stuff. Thanks. Good. Thank you very much.
You can go see Trisha now.
All right, I'm going to go have a meeting.
The YouTube
about my future.
Yeah, that's why you did that, right?
You had to do the phone call. I was putting into today's Wiggins America.
What a waste. Yeah. How do you feel about Election Day on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll? Are you scared, excited, anxious, or confident? Go vote. Let us know what you think. Leave a comment. We're going to talk to Tyrus. I'm going to ask him that question when we come back. We'll have a, I have a feeling I know what he's going to say, but we'll see. Tyrus next on the Annie Fry Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.